Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yes. What is this company? I just saw a debit to my account for $67.32. So what is the company? Who are you with?
So we're just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products. But I can take a look into what you was charged for.
Please do. I don't even know what to give you.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
Pardon me?
I said, yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
Okay. My zip code, 63070.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Melanie Frizy.
Okay. So I do see an accountant here for you. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
832 Shawburn Drive, Peabody, Missouri. 63070.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Give me 1 second, okay, while I take a look into this account.
Right. Wait, we're saying forget about it.
Okay. So, do you recall going in on November 17th and placing the order for that drone?
For what?
The Elite drone.
Yeah, but that was like a $9.95. That was $9.95. I mean, $9.95 or something. It was like $10, and I got billed for that.
So, yes, ma'am.
And then this charge shows up now. So why am I being charged more?
Yes, ma'am. The reason why you're being charged the $67.32 is because it's stated in those terms and conditions that the customer orders a free gift, paying only shipping.
Slow down, please. And slow down and back up. Because I didn't understand any of that. So when I ordered this drone, and it said it was $9.95 or whatever, and it charged my card for $9.95. What was in the small print?
It was in those prints that the customer orders a free gift, paying only shipping, which then enrolls them into a monthly gadget club, where they receive a $125 voucher in their email to make purchases through the online Factory Direct store to they cancel. So,
I need to cancel and refund it. So I don't remember any of that when I bought the drone.
So, yes, ma'am, it was in those terms and conditions that you had to call in within 24 to 48 hours to cancel. But give me
Stop. I just saw it on my bank statement.
Ma'am, I'm trying to explain it to you.
If you don't delete it and refund my money, I'm going to my bank and reporting this company as a fraud.
Yes, ma'am, we're just a third-party call center. And when you report it to your bank, they will contact us and we will send the paperwork back showing that it was in those terms and conditions, and they would consider that a valid charge. And that's what I was trying to explain to you. So give me 1 second while I get this canceled.
Thank you. God, fucking people scamming people. Bullshit.
Okay, so since this is considered a valid charge, what I can do is I can go in and give you a courtesy refund of that charge, 35% back of that $67.32.
Okay, this is bullshit, and I will be taking it up with the Better Business Bureau. And I haven't received any email with no $125 voucher. And I didn't read any little fine print unless it was, like, really little about this charge. Yes. Ooh. Fund me back my money. I'll get the rest in a few.
Well, yes, ma'am. That's why it's very important to read those terms and conditions and small print. But give me 1 second.
Yeah, I got you. No problem. It's called fraudulent advertisement. I have an actual email here.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get that account canceled and that charge fully refunded back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Better shoot for refund.